couple weeks ago, we had a guest pastor filling in, and I mentioned he is from Pastor Felix's church, Felix Adami, from Oak Crest Church of God in Muskegon. And it is an incredible honor and privilege again to have Pastor Felix back to share the word today. Would you welcome him as he comes? Amen.
Am I on? Amen. Well, that worked. That's the first thing. You know, I really appreciate coming and ministering to this body of believers, and let me explain why. The worship just sets everything in place. Amen. I mean, it's almost like you're going to this field, and the soil's been already prepared. All we have to do is bring the word, and it'll accomplish its purpose. It's not me that's going to be speaking, but it is the word, and the word tells me that it will not maybe, but it says it will not return void. Amen. So what you hear this morning is not just going to go one ear and not the other one, because your spirit wants to listen to what God has got to say. And if I'm going to say something, then I'm going to get out of the way, because it needs to be God who does the speaking. So I appreciate it. I love. I believe he's my best friend. His name is Wes DeVries. We've known each other, Serena, forever. We were supervisors at Howmet. And you talk about two supervisors that had it going on. I mean, we had so much fun, but yeah, we did so many things that it was gratifying, but yet it was so nice to be working together and having a great time. So I love that man. I love Serena and the family. I've known the family for a long time. So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, and yet it's a privilege to be here sharing with you. But if you give me a couple of minutes, Pastor Wes said I had 5 minutes, five after two. So I will try to hurry and get going with it. I really do enjoy coming here. I really do, and yet I don't. I think it's been the last two times that I come here and I spend hours preparing a message. I had the PowerPoint sent to my brother back there. He had it all laid out again. But Josh, he did it again this morning. Like, but Lord, wait a second, you know, I've had all this already in place, and I believe that was what the Lord had got for me, wanted me to share this morning, but he changed everything. Don't you love it that God loves us enough that he says, no, you know what? I'm going to do something different. Right. Everything that you did, it's good, but it's not for today. Amen. What I want is this, and if you allow me, let me go ahead and share it with you. But before I do that, I want to, if Pastor Wes will allow me, my heart is to minister to the congregation. But my heart has always been for man. I mean, we are coming up against so much in this society on the manhood. And there's so much that is just, you know, they're trying to degrade you, trying to go all against the manhood. And the Lord has laid on my heart a ministry called Western Michigan Men's Outreach. And we have a conference that's coming up in September. It's been powerful. The Lord has worked in many, many ways. I'll give you an example. There was this gentleman that came to the conference, and he was basically almost forced by his wife to come to the conference. So he went. What we do is that on Friday nights, we have a campfire, get around, just minister to one another. Well, this man had a challenge with alcoholism. He would drink in the morning, he would drink while he was at work, and so forth. So during the conference, during the prayers in the campfire, some guys prayed for him because he was able to open up and just share what was taking place. Last year, this is a year prior to that, last year he comes up to me and he goes, Pastor Felix, can I talk to you? I go, yeah. He says, I just want to tell you what happened to me. I says, yeah, sure, go ahead. He said, last year on Friday, I came to your conference, not because I wanted to, not to my conference, but the conference. He said, and I came because I was, my wife wanted me to come, so he went there. And he said, last year I had some guys that prayed for me. He said, I want to tell you, to this day, I haven't had a drink since Amen. Then. Yes, sis, it was all God. And Serena, let me tell you how it was all God. I like to sit away from the conference, so I like to sit up because I like to help wherever needed. And I saw this person during worship, Josh. All of a sudden, he had a cane and he stood up. Then he started praising the Lord. Everything was going great. The Spirit of God was moving. And all of a sudden, I looked over where this person was sitting, and he wasn't there anymore. And I thought, where did he go? And we have radios. The staff has radios. So I see this person. We had the worship team towards the front. And all of a sudden, I see somebody running back and forth. I'm going to be real with you. As spiritual as I was, I picked up the radio and says, hey, Bob, can you please tell that guy to sit down? He's disturbing the move of God. Could you please get with somebody over there? And you know, what had happened was the Lord had healed him, and he was running back and forth. And I got the video to prove it. And it's like, wow. But guys, if you like, you can get with me afterwards. I got some brochures that I would love to hand out to you. But let's get into the word. What do you say? Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that your liberty is where you're at the midst. And I thank you, Father, that you have already done it this morning. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it's true. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that as we are obedient to you, God, let your word come alive inside of us. And Father, I bind any force that would try to derail or distract for what you have in store this morning for us. And Father, I am thankful that we can step aside and have you, for we truly trust you because we have sought you, we have sought you, and you have delivered. Once again, Father, I ask that you would help us this morning in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. John chapter 5, verse 1. I'll put this other one away for another day. John chapter 5, verse 1, it starts like this. Some time later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now, there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which is in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One was there had been invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you? Do you?" We're going to hit on that. Do you want to get well? And I believe that's a question that the Lord is going to ask us this morning. Do you want to get well, or do you want to continue playing the game? Do you want to get well? "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me in the pool. When the water is stirred, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up. Stand up. Get up. Pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walk. The day on which took place was the Sabbath. And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat. The man replied, The man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk. So they asked him, who is this fella who told you to pick up the mat and walk? The man who had been healed had no idea. The man who was healed had no idea. The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse might happen to you. The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. Praise the Lord. This morning, I believe I would like to challenge myself as well as everybody. Let's consider our relationship with the Lord. Do we have an encounter with Christ, or do we have a relationship with Christ? See, this man went through that experience. Because Jesus went, he said, in at the very beginning, it says Jesus went to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem. See, Jesus came to seek and to save those which are lost. He came. The creator of the universe left heaven, left everything. Because he knew there was a need. There was a Felix, there was a Bob, there was a Mary. There was a Job that needed salvation. He went, he seeks, he came to seek and to save. See, there's two individuals that are seeking you. Satan came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came to seek and to save those which are lost. So he went to the area that the need was there. We all have a need. We all have a challenges in our lives. But what you do with them is the difference. I have learned that the challenges and my mistakes have become my best friends. Because I have learned from them. Challenges are bad. Mistakes aren't bad as long as you learn from them and you don't keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again. See, Jesus came to this guy. The reason why? Because the guy couldn't get to Christ. And there's some wounds in our lives that are so deep inside that it's keeping us from truly experiencing that relationship with Jesus Christ. There's some spots in our areas. I know he's been dealing with me. He said, Felix, I want to take you to some areas in your heart that in order for you to go to the place that I need for you to go, you need to deal with these things. I remember when I was feeling super spiritual, and I asked, Lord, show me my heart, you know, thinking, oh, God. He showed me my heart, Serena, and there were some dark spots. There were some dark spots. And I said, Lord, I don't know if I want to go there. You see, I was raised by adopted parents that they loved me. And my stepdad was a hurting man, and he physically and verbally abused me when I was a child. So the Lord took me to those areas. No, in order for me to get you to the place that I need for you to go, we need to go there. So Jesus comes to this paralyzed. He comes to this paralyzed and asks him, do you want to get well? And I think that's what the Lord wants out of us. Do you really want to get well? Because if you do, you're going to have to stand up. He said, stand up. Didn't he? He said, get up. We're going to have to stand up against so much stuff that's coming our way. We're going to have to stand up against this and against that and against that. We need to stand up for what we believe. Otherwise, you can see what's going on. We need to stand up. And he said, stand up. See, he tells them to do three things that are so significant in our lives. Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Three very significant things that the Lord asked of him to do. It gives us a clear picture of where society is. Blind, crippled, and lame. You don't have to look very far. But, God has given us his word. And he said, rise up, pick up your mat, and walk. So he comes to this guy, and Jesus comes to the scene, and he sees the need. He sees the need. He comes to this guy, and he says, do you want to get well? Don't you love that he's not so forceful that he's going to, you're going to get healed, you're going to do this? You know, he's not a God that wants robots. He wants individuals that can go ahead and worship him freely. First of all, it was very significant that the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed was there. I've seen way too much, and we all have seen too much, how the enemy will try to go ahead and keep us down. Because right here he's saying, listen to what the word says. He said, rise up. In other words, what he's telling me is that rise up above your circumstance. Rise up above your sin. Rise up above your challenges. Rise up above whatever is keeping you. Rise up above it. Because if you don't, you're going to get too comfortable laying on that mat. We get so comfortable at times that, you know, I'll give you an excellent example. The Lord gets me up early. And normally he gets me up around 5:30. And I'm just giving you that for a reason. One morning I was super tired. And I heard the Lord wake me up. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to rest here for about 5-10 minutes. I'm going to sleep. I know we don't do that, but I was tired. So I thought I'd go back and sleep a little bit more. And all of a sudden I heard somebody say, rise up. And let me tell you what happened. I rose up, got with the Lord, and here's what he told me to do. Because I was willing to rise up. He said, I want you to take, and this is just for me, not for you or for anybody. This is what the Lord has told me to do. And this is not to be prideful. Please understand. He said, I want you to take $100, and I want you to take 20s. And what I want you to do is, during your day, walk around, and when I ever tell you to give $20 to somebody, give it to somebody. So I was walking around. I was at a restaurant. I was having a nice breakfast and everything. And I saw the waitress come forward and says, God, that's got to be it. You know, that's an easy avenue. Here you go. God bless you. And that's it, you know. I thought that was an easy way out, honestly, to be honest with you. So I'm sitting there, and I was waiting for the waitress to come. And don't get me wrong. I see this couple come in, all in black, goth. God loves them just as much as he loves us. The Lord said, that's a couple you need to give that $20 to. And right away, the enemy comes and tells me, they're going to reject you. What's wrong with you? They're going to make fun of you and everything. And I was struggling in there and says, God, if that's the one, then I'll do it. I got up and I walked up to those couples and says, my name is Felix Adame. I'm one of the pastors in the local area. Not that I go to Oakrest or I'm a Pentecostal or anything. No, all I said was, I'm a pastor and I believe God wants me to give you this $20. Do whatever you want, but I just believe, I obey God when he tells me to give it, I give it to you. I handed that $20 to that young lady, and you should have seen her. It was like, what? but because you rise up above your circumstance. So he said, rise up, pick up your mat, and walk. And what I see here, first of all, is that the Lord gave us a command. He told us to rise up, to pick up your mat. Now, what is that mat? I mean, can you imagine the guy just laying there, and all of a sudden, the creator of the universe is in front of him. This is God in the flesh. God in the flesh is right there and saying, do you want to get well? And he calls him by sir. And I thought, do I know him by sir? Do I know him by the man? How do I know him? A relationship with him has got to be stronger than that. He said, do you want to get well? And he said, pick up your mat. In other words, that mat that he was laying on, that was his comfort zone. And sometimes the Lord says, rise up and get out of your comfort zone. You follow me? He's saying, you know what? Get out of the comfort zone. In other words, don't let that mat have control of you, but you have control of that mat. Whether it be your challenge that you're going in life, pick it up. Pick it up. You've been there for so long. Aren't you tired of laying there? Aren't we tired? I know I am. You know, I don't want to go through the same thing over and over again. My life needs to be changed. I need to pick up that mat. I'm no longer laying there. I don't want to lay there. I don't want to lay dealing with lust issue. I don't want to deal there dealing with alcoholism. I don't want to deal there with lying, with cheating, with gossiping about your pastor. I don't want to lay there no more. Because all you're doing is wasting your life. Just laying there. So he said, pick up your mat. Get a hold of it. God has given you that power, that energy, that ability to go ahead and work in your life. Because I tell you what, I promise you this. I will promise you this. The Lord will come into the area of your life that he wants to work at. Amen. Today. Amen. Not tomorrow. Today. Amen. Today is the day that God wants to do something in our lives. I mean, that worship was rich. I mean, I thought, man, I don't even have to preach. I'm telling you. But it is that area of our lives that God wants to work with us. I've used this illustration before. And I don't know why I keep going there, but the Lord has taken us there. When we build a house, when anybody decides to buy a house, there's a couple things you have to do. First of all, you got to find a location, a territory that belongs to you. Can you imagine me going to your property and say, I'm going to build a house in your house? No. You got to find your area where God has called you. Second is that you got to lay a foundation. But the problem with that is that when you build a foundation, is that you need to clear that land. And sometimes if you're not careful, when you build that house and you haven't dealt with all of the roots, guess what's going to happen to that hard concrete? What's that? Cracks. 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 So you go ahead and put that for a foundation. And I believe that's what the Lord was telling with this guy. He says, listen, I want you to rise up and I want you to pick up that mat. And I want you to walk. I believe that's what he's telling all of us is that exactly that. He's telling us to take dominion over the situation that we have, control it, pick it up, and then do something about it. In other words, you take your testimony and you do something with it. I know what the scripture tells me. He said they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You see, and a lot of us have got a testimony that the Lord wants to use. He says, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Jesus helped him to get not into the water, but it healed him completely. You know, I think it's great that the Lord has given us that ability to go ahead and walk and take that testimony. But let me tell you what happened right after that guy got saved? What happened? I mean, they came right after him. I remember when I got saved, I remember it clear as day. And then I started going back to work, and they started calling me Pastor Felix. Father Felix. And I remember this guy coming and asking me all kinds of questions about Christianity and everything. And all of a sudden, I remember this guy came up to me, and he says, Felix, what church do you go to? And I told him, and I thought he was making fun of me, because he used to sort of, you know, try to probe me a little bit and so forth, because I believe God was dealing, because he had a wife praying for him. And he would come and ask me all kinds of questions. One day he comes up to me and he goes, Felix, he said, what church do you go to? And I told him, and he says, and I thought he was making fun of me, so he knew that church was Pentecostal, full gospel. And I said, why, you want somebody healed or whatever? That's what I live. He said, no, because I want to tell you something. He said, I got saved. And that was Pastor Wes. Wasn't it, Serena? I remember that guy. I mean, he would come and just bug me. And I thought he was trying to make fun of me, but it wasn't. It was because God was asking him, do you want to get well, Wes? Do you want to get well? And that's what he's asking all of us. You know. Now watch this. I mean, can you imagine? This guy just got healed. He had been laying there forever. And all of a sudden, he's walking around. Hey, what do you think you're doing? You're walking. You're not drinking anymore. You're not gossiping anymore. You're not doing all this stuff. That's what the enemy does. Doesn't he? He'll come at you to areas where you used to. Well, wait a second. How come? You can't be doing that. What? You don't drink no more? You don't gossip no more? What's wrong with you? You can't do that. That's how the enemy works. And I love his response. He didn't deny it, but he didn't really know who Jesus was, because he said, the man. You notice that? He said, the man. And our heart's desire is that we don't know him by the man, that we know him by who he is in us, because I know that all of us are wanting to walk a closer walk with him. I know that. I mean, and I think I've told you some of my stories, but let me just share with some of you who hasn't heard. You see, he came looking for me as well, and he said, Felix, do you want to get well? And the way he came to me was in dreams. And there were some people praying for me, but it was in dreams. And if you allow me, let me refresh you on one of the main dreams that stuck with me forever. I was in this island, so to speak, and I was standing on one side of the island, and I heard some children laughing and having a great time on the other side. And all of a sudden, now this is before I even knew, or I wasn't brought up in Christianity or any religion, but this is before I even knew about the power of the name of Jesus or anything. So I'm standing on one side of the river on this little island, and on the other side there's children laughing and everything, and all of a sudden Jesus is in the middle, and I'm thinking, Wait a second. I know I'm slow, but I'm not that slow. If I'm on this side of the island and Jesus is on the other side with children, I need to get to the other side. So, and this is right in the middle when I was dealing and when I was involved with Detroit and Chicago, and you know, I was hurting, so I was looking for identity. So I found out identity and the drug culture, and that's where I was really involved at that time. I was really heavy when God came after me because I was paralyzed, I was blind, and I was lame. So I thought, I need to get to the other side so I can get to Jesus. So I thought, man, I got to get over there. So as soon as I started, there was this bridge. You know, like Indiana Jones has got those rope bridges. Everybody knows about it. No. So I went ahead and I started going to the other side. And all of a sudden, a huge wind, a huge tempest came and tried to knock me down. And I'm holding on for dear life. And the only thing I saw there was hands trying to pull me down. Now, this is before I even knew anything about Christ or the name of Jesus. All I said was, Jesus. And I was on the other side with them. I woke up and I thought, what was that? What was that? So I tried to shake it off. But he came after me. He kept asking me, Felix, do you want to become well? And I came with all kinds of excuses, just like this guy. I came up with all kinds of excuses why I wasn't serving him. Well, when I do this, or when I get that, or whatever, whenever I had all kinds of excuses. Well, the man, I don't have nobody to carry me. Come on now. Your mama ain't gonna carry you. Your pastor's not gonna carry you. The only one that needs to be carried is Jesus needs to carry you, because I tell you what, he is the only one. And he came after me. He kept asking me, Felix, do you want to become well? I kept running. Man, I had my Nikes on and I was running. I had all kinds of excuses. I'll use my illustration, another illustration that was so vivid in my mind. We were out just getting crazy. And I'm just sharing with you how lame, how paralyzed, and how blind I was. And I remember when he came to me and he kept asking me, do you want to become well? One night we were out getting crazy and everything, and we were out at the Rock Saloon. That's way before your age, so I think probably Serena knows what I'm talking about. But it used to be the Rock Saloon, the Shoe Lounge. And we were out driving around, and some friends of mine, and I told this guy, the other car, to get right next to me. As he gets next to me, there's a friend of mine, by his nickname was Bird. I said, Bird, why don't you hand him a beer? And now watch the faithfulness of God, his patience, and his understanding. So I went ahead, and Bird handed him a beer. And we were going down the causeway. Now, a long time ago, there used to be all kinds of brushes on the left-hand side. I don't know if you remember now, but there used to be high brushes. And most of the time, there used to be policemen, so they used to park right there. So I told Bird, go ahead and hand him a beer. They get right next to me, all of a sudden, lights go on. And I thought, Bird, we're going to do some time. He goes, what are you talking about? I wasn't this big shot anymore. I mean, I was like, Lord, you know, I was so worried because I knew we were going to do time. I knew we were going to do time. He said, Bird says, what are you talking about? He said, all we can do is go ahead and throw the booze away or whatever and so forth. I says, no, we're going to do time. He goes, what do you mean? I says, I have 200 hits of acid in my pocket. I got a loaded piece in the glove compartment. And I got 10 pounds of reefer in my trunk. I told him, we're going to do time. And I'm telling you what, we weren't this big shot anymore. We were crying. I'll be honest with you. It's like, Serena, I knew we were going to do time. I knew we were going to do time. And all of a sudden, the lights go on, and they come right in back of us. And this is the mercy of God. This is the mercy of God. came right in back of us, passed us, went around us, and pulled a car in front of us with no tailgate lights on. That was God. So I kept running. But this reminds me so much of how God's mercy, and he said, do you want to get well, or are you tired of the condition that you're in? Because I'm not going to force myself on you. But the question is yours. Do you want to get well? Do you want to move on from what is holding you from fulfilling God's purpose in your life? Are you tired of going through the same thing? Are you tired of your marriage where it's at this point? Are you tired of the relationship that you have with your sisters, with your brother, with your Christian brothers? Are you tired of the condition that you're in? I believe that's what God is telling us. Are you tired of it? Because I got the solution. I got the solution. And you know what that solution is? The Word. Because he obeyed the Word. Because Jesus said, arise, take out your mat, and walk. And what did the man do? He obeyed the Word. And when the enemy came, he said, I believe at the very end, he says, the man that told me to rise up and walk, Jesus was the one that told him to rise up and walk. And I know that he wants to go in those areas in our lives to go ahead and get us to the position that God has called us. We need to, folks. I tell you what, we need to go to that area in our lives where we're saying, God, I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to lay down whatever you want us to do in our lives, and I want to go ahead and rise up and pick up my mat and walk. We need to, folks. There's such a need out there for us to go ahead and rise up and to do the things that God has called us to do. Are we doing okay? God is faithful. God is so faithful. I guess the question is, again, do you want to get well? Do you want to pick up your mat? I don't know what your mat is. I don't know what you've been laying on for so long. But he's asking us, do you want to get well? Because if you do, he'll meet you there. He'll go and get you to the place, and he'll give you that Holy Spirit to help you and guide you and lead you. But the question is, do you want to get well?